I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish.
Welcome to the Coffee Break Spanish show. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Concha.
¿Cómo estás, Concha?
Estupendamente, Marc. ¿Y tú?
Estupendamente también.
Genial.
We're back with another episode of the Coffee Break Spanish show. This is a weekly series where we're helping you take your Spanish to the next level, one coffee break at a time.
Eso es. So if you're listening to us, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast feed. And if you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to the channel as well.
Now, in this episode, we're going to be talking about something that every learner comes across in Spanish. And at the beginning, it can be a little bit of a challenge. But then it makes sense. And with this episode, everything will make perfect sense.
Exacto. We are talking about the verb gustar.
That's right. To talk about I like, or indeed I liked, I used to like, I have liked, I will like.
Eso es. In all the tenses.
All the tenses. And there's even a bonus verb that we're going to throw into.
Sí.
Vamos a por ello.
Vamos allá.
So, the main way to say I like something, Concha, is what?
Es me gusta.
Me gusta. Now, when you learn this at first, you think, I like, me gusta, I must be me, and like must be gusta, but it's not like that.
It's not like that, no. So, if I say, me gusta el café, perfect example.
I like coffee, and just while we're seeing this beautiful Coffee Break Spanish mug, don't forget you can get your own Coffee Break Spanish mug. If you're watching the video, just click on the link underneath this. Or indeed, if you're listening to the podcast version, then go to coffeebreakgiftshop.com. But anyway, you were talking about I like coffee.
Exactly. I like coffee. Me gusta el café.
Me gusta el café. Now, this literally doesn't mean I like coffee. It means to me, it pleases the coffee.
Exactly, which sounds a little bit strange, right?
It does.
But yeah, that is the natural way of saying that in Spanish. Me gusta el café. To me, it pleases the coffee.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Okay.
Yes, and that is why me gusta has mainly two forms that we use or that we learn when we are starting to learn the verb gustar, which are the singular one, me gusta el café, or the plural one,
which would be me gustan. With an N sound at the end, me gustan.
Exacto. So, me gustan las tazas.
So, las tazas me gustan. And that's the other thing. You can swap it around. You can say, las tazas me gustan. The cups please me. Or, me gustan las tazas. To me, they please the cups.
Eso es. Yeah, it's a little bit of a tongue twister.
It's indeed.
Yeah.
And so, indeed in English, when we say it pleases, and they please, we have a different verb form in English. Just like that, we have the same situation in Spanish, a different verb form, me gusta and me gustan. So this is probably already learned knowledge for a lot of our listeners and viewers. Mm-hmm. But let's take it a little further and talk about gustar in other tenses.
Eso es. Okay, so I'm going to give you a context. Mm-hmm. I have recently seen the Harry Potter movies.
Did you like them?
I did like them, indeed. So how would I say that? How would I say I have liked them very much?
So I have liked them very much. We're going to take gustar and we're going to put it into a different tense. Now, the fact that I have liked them, that should be ringing a bell in English because we're talking here about a perfect tense.
Eso es.
If we then want to transform that into Spanish, we have to say to me, they have pleased much.
Exacto, yes. So to me, me, they have pleased, han gustado, and then very much, mucho.
Mucho. So we're talking about perfect tense. If you're not familiar with the perfect tense is formed by what's called an auxiliary verb, and that auxiliary verb is the verb haber, to have done something. And then the past participle, in this case, gustado. So past participles very often end in ado or ido, and some irregular ones, obviously. But gustar's not irregular. It's nope, nice and regular here. Me han gustado mucho.
Yes.
Okay. And if we were thinking of, I saw the Harry Potter films a few years ago, I liked them a lot. And there we're talking about further back in the past, it's not linked to the present. And perhaps it's a more normal way of speaking in Latin America.
Yep.
What would we say?
We would say, me gustaron mucho. So we would use the preterite tense.
Yeah. Gustaron. Again, the same concept. Me, to me, gustaron, they pleased mucho, much.
Eso es. So we just think about the context where we are placing the action and we conjugate the verb gustar accordingly.
Okay, so what about another situation, another context? I have lent you two books to read on your holiday and I know that you're going to like them. So how would I say to you, you will like them very much?
Vale. So you will like them. I need to think about them as the books, again, will please you very much.
Yep.
So I will say, te gustarán mucho.
Yes. Te gustarán mucho. Or if we wanted to talk about the books and put los libros in there, te gustarán mucho los libros.
Eso es.
Or los libros te gustarán mucho.
También.
Okay. We could also use a slightly different verbal form here. We could use ir a hacer algo. So ir plus a plus an infinitive. So we could say te van a gustar mucho.
Sí. Exacto. So just remember that you need to conjugate the auxiliary verb. In this case, it's the verb ir. So te van a gustar mucho.
Perfecto. Okay. Now, you said earlier we use gusta and gustan really as the two main parts of the verb of gustar. But of course, verbs have full conjugations and we can use gustar in a slightly different situation and actually use it as a kind of conjugated verb.
Yeah, exactly. So in this case, we need to be a little careful because we are going to be talking about using the verb gustar with a romantic kind of meaning.
Exactly.
So if I like someone and I want to say I like you, I would say me gustas.
Uh-huh. So to me, you please me, me gustas.
Eso es.
Okay, yeah. And if you were not sure whether a person liked you, could you ask, te gusto?
Yes, exactly.
So to you, am I pleasing? Do you like me? Te gusto?
Yeah. So you could say, oh, me gustas. Te gusto yo?
Mm-hmm. Te gusto yo. Now that really confuses you because the yo in there is like, I, what was the I doing there? But of course, is am I pleasing to you? Te gusto yo? Now, again, be careful with this because this is very much used in a romantic sense of liking. It's not in a friendship sense of liking, but that's where our bonus verb comes in because there's another verb that we can use, which is used just in a friendly way.
Yeah. Exactly. And you might be familiar with this verb only with a different meaning. We are talking about the verb caer.
So caer normally means to fall.
Eso es. Sí. But if I say, for example, me cae bien tu hermana. So that means I like your sister in a friendly way, of course.
Okay. Yeah. So me cae bien tu hermana. Your sister falls well to me.
Yes, again, it's a little strange. But yeah, that's how we say it in Spanish.
Yeah, me cae bien tu hermana. So she is falling well to me. I like her. She's a nice person. Mm-hmm. It's, again, not romantic. It's just a friendly way of saying someone is pleasing to me in that sense, in a friendly way.
Eso es. And you can also use it in the negative sense. So imagine that you moved into a new place and you don't like your neighbors very much. So you can say, los vecinos no me caen bien. So the neighbors, they don't fall well. Yeah.
To me.
Exactly, to me.
Yeah, I'm not really liking the neighbors. Yeah, I don't like the neighbors so much.
Eso es.
Okay, no me caen bien. I don't really get on with them in a sense.
Eso es.
Okay. So we can use this verb in other tenses as well, of course.
Yeah, Exactly. So imagine, for example, that you're talking to a friend of yours, mm-hmm. and you say something like, oh, at the beginning, I didn't like you, mm-hmm. but now I do.
Okay.
So how would you say that?
That's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's give our listeners 10 seconds to think about this one. Okay. So at the beginning, I didn't like you, but now I like you a lot. 10 seconds. 10 segundos.
Vamos.
Okay, so at the beginning, I didn't like you, which is a little bit bold.
Uh-huh, yes.
But, you know, we didn't hit it off, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Al principio, no me caíste bien.
Eso es, muy bien.
So you didn't fall well to me.
Yes, so that is the verb caer conjugated in the preterite, mm-hmm. in the person you.
Mm-hmm.
So caíste.
Yeah. Pero ahora, me caes muy bien.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you fall very well to me. I really get on well with you.
Exacto. So, al principio no me caíste bien, pero ahora me caes muy bien.
And why are we using the preterite there as opposed to the imperfect?
Well, because we are talking about the beginning. So, it's a specific time. It's an isolated action that is no longer like that.
Yeah.
So, it's finished. It's finished. Well finished.
Yeah. Good. So, we can use caer then in different tenses and so on, just the same way we can do it with gustar. But just remember that, particularly when we're talking about persons, people, mm-hmm. then caer is used just for friends and getting on well with people. But gustar would be used more in a romantic sense.
Eso es.
Okay, muy let's bien. Leave it there. We hope that you have enjoyed this lesson as ever. And of course, if you'd like to see all of these examples written down, then check out our blog version, which you'll find at the link in the description of this podcast.
Eso es. And if you would like more help with your Spanish, you can sign up for our regular free email lessons. So just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Spanish.
You can look out for that next mini lesson in your inbox very soon if you sign up for that. Pues ya está, that's it for this episode. We hope that you've enjoyed learning about gustar and the bonus verb caer in there. Pues a mí me ha gustado mucho.
Me alegro, espero que a vosotros también.
Perfecto, pues hasta la próxima.
Eso es, adiós.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.